This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell. A Colorado state senator was killed in a car crash south of Denver last night. Senator Faith Winter was entering her 12th and final term. The Broomfield Democrat served on the chair of the Senate Transportation and Energy Committee. She was a fierce advocate of transit and a ballot measure that provided parental leave in the state. Three other people were injured in that five-car wreck. Governor Polis and other leaders put out statements praising Winter's work for Colorado. She's survived by her son and daughter. Winter was 45. American skiers began their road to the 2026 Winter Olympics at Copper Mountain today. CPR's Tony Gorman reports they'll compete with the world's best skiers in the Copper Cup.
Americans know the site as the training ground for the National Alpine Ski Team, and now the Alpine Ski World Cup circuit is coming to Copper Mountain for the first time. Skiers will gain points for their World Cup rankings and try to punch their tickets to Milano Cortina d'Ampezzo for the 2026 Winter Games. No one is more eager to get back to the Olympics than River Radamus. Originally from Edwards, Colorado, he missed out on the podium by 0.1 of a second in the team giant slalom in Beijing.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't been thinking about that moment for the last 4 years, but I'm trying to take every moment knowing that you never know if you get another chance at this.
The Copper Cup is one of two North American stops on the World Cup circuit. Both are in Colorado. The U.S. Olympic Alpine Ski Team will be announced in January. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 7:06, time for The Middle.